We'd like to welcome everybody into God's house this evening. Thank the Lord for every person that's here. Thank the Lord for the meeting we had this morning. And it's good to be here, and we especially want to say welcome to you if you're visiting with us. And we appreciate everyone that's here, and why I really appreciate our preaching brothers that's here. Thank the Lord for our preaching brothers. I have a scripture I'd like to read that come on my heart recently. This is in the book of the Song of Solomon. It's in chapter 2. And verse 15, listen. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Well, what could that mean? Makes a point, the little foxes can do big damage to the vines and hinder the harvest of the grapes. Well, how would that apply to me? Well, if there's something that's wrong, but I think it's just something little, and I feel like, oh, I could probably go ahead and do that. Don't do it because it causes big problems. Don't drink a little alcohol. Don't gamble a little. Don't buy a lottery ticket. Don't do things that are gambling. Really? Yeah. Leave those little sinful things alone. There's no actually little sins, but we call them that. But everything that we do that's wrong has big consequence. So think about the little foxes that spoil the vine and don't get in that spot. Okay, everybody stand. We'll have a word of prayer. As we pray, precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your great mercies, and thank you for allowing us to be here tonight and already feel your presence, and thank you for the warmth and the love and the fellowship that we have. God, thank you for being so good to us. And we ask you to bless this service. God, give us a spiritual power and speak to people's hearts that are in need. We ask you in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn the service over to Brother Taylor in the choir.
Page 20.
I have a friend in mind walking with me, making my pathway shine. Mighty is he, Jesus, the one I love gladly. I see
Thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for the choir songs. Thankful for Brother Sean leading the choir this morning. And we're thankful Brother Taylor's back to lead the choir tonight. It's been a good day in the Lord's house. I appreciate what Terry read when he opened up this evening. I've been thinking a lot about edification and trying to be more Christ-like. And if we focused our attention on being more Christ-like, then those little things that we don't think about as often wouldn't be as tempting. That's just something I've really been thinking about lately, so I appreciated you sharing that. We'll ask this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask at this time if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. We'll ask if anyone has a spoken prayer request. Just remember that. Let's continue to remember our lost people. We've got a lot of burdens. Remember that. I'm sorry, what was that? Yeah, just remember that. Anybody else? I'll just give a few reports I got. I talked to Levi today. He had to preach at Hebron last night, and he preached at Victory this morning, said they had real good services, and talked to Cooper this afternoon. He preached at Fuston Chapel this morning. They said he had a real good service, so we appreciate our young preachers and all the preachers we have here. We surely are blessed to have so many preachers in our church house. Anybody else have anything at all? If not, we'll ask Sean Hendrickson lead us in prayer. I had one more thought as I was praying. God gave me another thought about the what Terry talked about when he opened up, and it's actually in our church covenant. It says to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom. If we have that as our center focus, to always be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom, we'll be right in a good spot. So that's just another thought that God gave me. But does anybody else have a song or a testimony on your heart before we turn it over to our pastor? Let's pray for him, church.
Pray for us. I want to thank God for blessing us so much here recently. I'm thankful that he can use me. I'm thankful that he put stuff on my heart, and even though I feel like I've sang a lot here recently, and I question God a little bit, but I just want to follow the Lord. So you just pray for us and get out of the way. There was a king who got a letter, a mighty army without number spread it out there for the Lord to get a view. God sent a promise, just one angel. Satan's army met its doom. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. It's moved mountains, parted rivers, brought the dead to life again. I called upon an old prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down on my bended knees for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. I saw a mama and her baby fought for life the whole night through. It seemed all hope was gone, but tears fell not a few. But there's old Grandpa in the corner. He knew that prayer would see them through. That baby's still alive to prove what prayer can do. It's moved mountains, parted rivers, brought the dead to life again. I called upon an old prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down on my bended knees for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. My God's amazing with what a prayer can do.
That's good. Appreciate that song. Taylor told me before he typically likes to have a backstory to his songs. He likes the story behind the songs. And if I remember correctly, this has been several years ago we talked about this, but when he first started singing it, he said that second verse reminded him when he was in his car accident and his grandpa sitting in the corner praying for him. It just really blessed me to think about that. Thankful to have a good praying family, good praying church. Pray for you when you need it. It's good. Anybody else have anything on their heart? We're not in a hurry, but I don't have anything else on my heart. If anybody has anything. If not, we'll turn it over to our pastor.
Thank the Lord for being here, and we've got a great crowd. Thank the Lord for the good, sweet spirit we've got. I appreciate the opening up and the singing and prayer requests, testimonies, just everything that's been done. And I mentioned earlier, I thank the Lord for our preaching brothers that are here, and we've got a number of them, and I don't know who's supposed to preach tonight. Sometimes I get an impression, but I'm just going to open it up to whichever one of you feel like preaching. Come ahead, follow the Lord. Let's preach what God's put on your heart. And I'm like, I guess it was Jeremy said a little earlier, I'm so proud of our preachers that they're willing to preach, and God uses them to preach, and it helps people. It helps this church, and it helps me, but it also reaches out and helps other churches and other folks. And I thank God for God-called preachers that are following the Lord and preaching the gospel. It's just, it's a treasure beyond measure. And so, whichever one you fellas feels like come ahead. Let's keep praying. Now, while we're waiting, if somebody else gets a song on your heart and you want to sing, you still do that too. Or testify. Just obey the Lord. All right, then I'm going to start this way. I'm going to ask a very special visitor we got. Brother Fred, you got something on your heart? Do what? You're not getting ahead of nobody. You're the one I call on. Let's pray for him. I really appreciate Brother Fred. Thank God for him, and let's pray for him, lift him up with our prayers, and listen. And when God speaks to you, obey the Lord.
God bless you, brother.
Somehow I knew the way he looked at me when I come in, I was in trouble. So he thinks he's sly, but he's not. We love him. And I enjoy being here every time I come, but I don't come to preach. I'd much rather listen. I like these young fellows. They just bless my heart, and they just amaze me, you know. And I've been around a while, and as you can tell, and so it's kind of, Brother Terry, we're getting kind of closer home, so it's good to see these. It's coming up behind. You know, and I just really appreciate every one of them, and we desire your prayers. I don't have a whole lot, but I'll give you what I got, and if you pray. But it's good to be here. It's always good to be here, and it's second chapter of St. John. It's a very familiar scripture. I was thinking about this marriage supper, or marriage. It says, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. That's good advice today. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. And don't wait. Don't wait. I believe he'd like to emphasize to us about the waiting thing. Don't wait when I tell you to do something. And because it's needful when he tells you to do something. It's good to be here tonight. And said, do whatever he tells you to do. It says, and there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. And I love that. There's a whole lot in that, and it probably more than I'll ever get out, and will probably not be too long. But if you want to have a good marriage, invite Jesus as your guest. And give him a special place at your wedding and in your marriage. Anyways, I just wonder, maybe she didn't know what Jesus would do. I don't know if she did or not. But she just knew that whatever he did was going to be right. Because there was something about his mother. She knew a few things about her son that she kept pondering in her heart. So she knew there was something special about him. He was not a natural born, I mean, not an earthly born son. He was God's only son, only begotten son. He's God's son. And she knew he was special. But I like that. She said, just do whatever he tells you. So they took them water pots that they used to wash their hands and all that in. They took them earthen vessels. Well, you know, back then they did a lot of washing on the outside. A lot of times people do a lot of washing on the outside today. But that was not his purpose for changing that to water to wine. He wanted the inside washed up. He wanted it taken care of. And I like how they filled the pots to the brim. You fill something to the brim, it won't hold no more. And brother, when Christ comes in and takes his abode in your heart, I heard little David say that his cup rolled and run over. And the way to get it to run over, you got to set it up right. You can't get it to hold water if you turn it up on its side. But brother, it's good when it gets full, but it's great, Linda, when it overflows. When it goes to the next one, the one beside you, or somebody out there that's lost, when it reached out there and touched them. Fill it to the brim. When it's filled to the brim, there ain't no room for nothing else. And that's wonderful, ain't it? He came here, and his whole ministry, the whole time he was here, all hung on this first miracle, because he come to straighten up the lives of people inside. Take care of that soul inside, because it's special to him. God made him, you know, and somebody mentioned the other day, and I hadn't thought about it, you know. No matter how old you get, sometimes somebody will say something and it'll kind of ring a bell up here. Somebody mentioned this the other day, and it's in the book, in the first chapter of Genesis. God spoke everything into existence. But then when it come time for man, he did some work with his hand. The rest of it he spoke into existence. He was going to make mankind special. Made him special in his image, after his likeness, or vice versa, anyhow in the similitude of God. And then he breathed in his nostril and became a living soul. Special, more special than anything else he had made. And he wanted him to be close to him. He wanted to live close, them to serve him, love him as he loved them. And when he put them two in the garden, and when they sinned there, you know, they just lost that sweet fellowship that they had with God. Sin breaks the sweet fellowship with God. And brother, there's a price to pay to get back there. They had to work after that, didn't they? And if I understand the Bible right, they had it made before they sinned. All they had to do was just fix their vittles and eat it. You know? That's all they had to do, fix it and eat it. But then when they sin, they got to do some work. Sin will cost you a lot of time more than we want to pay. But I thank God that he made a way that they could get back in sweet good graces with him. He said, we're going to have to cast them out of the garden, lest they take hold of the tree of life and live forever. You're not going to hold both of them. You got to turn one to other of them loose. But I'm glad that he calls. And when he calls, if you will answer, he said, I will no wise cast you out. He come to take care of the soul of man. That's how much he loved us. And he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away to prepare a place for you, he said, I'm coming again to receive you unto myself, that where you may be also. And I'm glad the way he wrote that. He said, there you may be also. It's a choice. It's a choice. You know, he don't force us. It's a choice. There you may be also. Reminds me when I was in school. I don't know if I told this here before or not. But when I was in school, a kid asked the teacher, says, can I be excused? She said, I don't know if you can or not. They looked at her right funny. Well, I need to be excused. She said, well, I don't know if you can or not. But said, you may. That's what Jesus is saying here. You may. You know, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. And he's standing there, seated at the right hand of the Father, still making intercession for you and me. And brother, when he stretched out them hands on old Calvary there on that cross, but it reached from one end of the universe to the other. It's a universal call. Come, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. My, 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 you can find rest for your troubled soul. You surely can. And I'm telling you, you may forget a whole lot of things. And nowadays, I forget lots and lots of things. But I have never yet forget my tribulation I went through before I was saved. And I thank God that it's not possible to be saved and then lost again. I thank God for that. Because I would sure hate to think that me or anybody else had to go through that the second time. Once is enough. Once is enough. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus and the free pardon of sin, he could be the best friend you'll ever have if you'll just open up when he knocks at your heart. You know, one of the writers, he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. You know, if you want to go to heaven, you need to start today. What do you mean by that, preacher? I mean you need to start seeking him. You need to start seeking him. And when you start seeking him with all your heart, guaranteed to get his attention. Guaranteed. Everywhere when as he traveled here, when they called out to him, they got his attention. So you seek him with all your heart, and then he'll pass by, and then you can reach out. He's right there. And when your faith touches his grace, you'll be saved forevermore. May God bless you all, is our prayer. I love you from the depths of my heart, and thank you, Brother Terry, for this opportunity, and I'm going to turn back over to you. Thank you, church, for your prayers. It's always good to be here. Always.
Amen. We appreciate Brother Fred. We want everybody to stand. We want to get a song. I appreciate the message, and it keeps ringing in my mind and heart what he said, whatever Jesus tells you, you do that. And he got that from the scripture, and he shared that with us. He said, not only was it important for them to do that when Jesus turned the water into wine, it's important for us to do that today. Whatever God wants us to do, we need to do that. If you're lost and God's calling you, you need to come get saved. If you're here and you're saved, not in fellowship with God like you should be, you need to come, need to do that. Now, also, if you're here today and you know you've been saved by God's grace, and God's put it in your heart to be a member of this church, if God's put that in your heart, you need to do that. Whatever God tells you, do that. Do everything God tells you, and do that when God tells you. And while we sing, if you need to come, whatever it is, if you need to pray, come pray. If you need to just tell us what's on your heart, you can come do that. But obey the Lord, whatever God, sing when you're ready. Whatever God gives you, do that. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Harden not your heart. Obey the Lord. We say, oh, tonight. Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight? Amen. Why not tonight? We don't know when our last minute's going to be. Could be any time, any second. Obey the Lord. Appreciate that song. I got a story I want to tell, and we'll ask for at least another verse, maybe two, whatever you got on your heart. But this came on my heart, and this is a conversation that took place before I ever started pastoring Lima Church, and it's just really come on my heart. I don't know if I've ever shared it or not with anybody, but when I used to pastor up at Pleasant View, and we were having some good meetings, a lot like the meetings we're having here, just good spiritual meetings, very similar. And there was a lady that came to our church, and you could tell she enjoyed the services, and she just had a good feeling being there. And one day, when I'd made the invitation, asked for people if they felt like joining the church to come, and she stood and wept. And after church, she was kind of standing at the back. And Brother Murphy Buell was one of the deacons there. It was before he ever announced his calling to preach. Brother Murphy and I was going out, and we stopped and visited with the lady a little bit. And Brother Murphy mentioned to her, he said, "Sister," said, "not trying to pressure you, but said, I thought you might join here this morning." And I said, just kind of on my heart, and said, "I saw you weeping when Brother Trey made the invitation for joining her." Said, "I thought you might join." She said, she began to weep again. She said, "My heart's in this church. I know I need to join this church. I want to join it, but I can't." And Murphy said, "Well, sister, why can't you if you feel like the Lord's wanting you to?" She says, "Well, I've already been baptized, and you would require me to get baptized again because I don't belong to a Baptist church like this one. If I was to join here, I'd have to get baptized again." She said, "And the Bible said there's one faith, one Lord, and one baptism." So she said, "Since there's just one baptism, I couldn't get baptized again." Brother Murphy said, "Well, sister," said, "let me ask you a couple questions. When it said one faith," said, "do you believe that was natural or spiritual?" She said, "Oh, well, faith," said, "that had to be spiritual. That's not natural." "When it said one Lord, do you think that was natural or spiritual?" She said, "Oh, well, the Lord, he couldn't be natural. He's spiritual." Murphy said, "Then we come to the baptism." Said, "Why would you think that was natural instead of spiritual?" Said, "Sister, what that's talking about, when we get saved, we get baptized in the Holy Ghost in our soul. And that can only happen one time. When you get saved, you get the Holy Ghost baptism in your soul." And so it's no insult to people. And Murphy told her that, and I told her, I said, "We're not insulting your first baptism. We're not questioning your salvation experience. But if you need to join church, if you feel like that's what God's wanting you to do, God wouldn't want you to do something that was wrong. So you welcome." Now we'll let you sing a couple more verses. Whatever you need to do, obey the Lord.
Oh,
appreciate those songs. Appreciate the service. And glad for everybody to hear. Appreciate what I feel. Anything on anybody's heart? A song. Amen. 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 In case you didn't hear what Brother Brent said, he's thanking everybody for praying for the revival, being supportive of the revival over at Lafayette. He just was in this past week, and I kept hearing good things about that. I wasn't able to go. Hated that. But every time I'd get a good report, it's blessed my heart. And boy, I'm telling you, God really let me pray for that meeting, and I know everybody was. Everybody I talked to was excited about it. And so I appreciate Brent for thanking everybody, and I thank the Lord that they had that revival. Anyone else? Anyone else? Pray for service time Wednesday night. Pray for the folks that God's been dealing with and talking to. And we've had a number of folks on the altar that didn't get satisfied. So really remember those folks, especially and the ones that hasn't come to the altar yet that God's been calling on. Pray for them. The need's great. All right. One more thing I want to mention. I'll try to mention this again Sunday morning, but Brother Jeremy, God has blessed him to start a Sunday school class. It's basic doctrine for young Christians and new Christians. And I'm excited about that class. I think there's such a great need for it. And if you've just recently been saved or recently joined church or you're just a young Christian or you're just interested in the basic doctrines, go in that class. God has blessed Brother Jeremy with ability to teach and to bring things down to a very simple way and explain it where it makes it easy understood. And God has put it in his heart in this class to help young Christians and new Christians. And so pray for that class. And if you've just recently got saved or if you've recently joined the church, I'd recommend that class to you. I think it's great. And so... appreciate it. Now, anything else? Right. Right.
She wanted to thank everyone for all her prayers. She said Amen. She's just doing amazing.
Amen.
So she said she knows that's because people have prayed for her and are
continuing. Amen. Amen. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Amen. Where was that at? Victory. Okay. Remember that. Brother Levi was at Victory this morning. He said there was a man there. It seemed like the Lord was really dealing with him. He wants everybody to pray for him. We really need to do that. Anybody else? Amen. 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 Boy, I appreciate that. And I know when I was a young child, the Sunday school classes I was in, they really was a help to me. And I believe that Sunday school class is being a help to those young children. So let's really help pray for that. Anyone else? All right. If not, we want to look to the Lord. Be dismissed. We'll ask Brother Eric if he'll pray dismissal.